Support for WSJ Podcasts comes from Facebook. 3 months from now, 45% of the small businesses we love may not survive. Like the Russian and Turkish baths in New York's East Village. It's a place full of characters, young and old. Some that could have been written by Dostoevsky. It's where you can eat Siberian dumplings and get whacked with oak leaves. It's where buying small means buying into something much bigger. If you need help or can offer it, visit facebook.com/supportsmallbusiness. This message is brought to you by Facebook.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Since the start of the pandemic, the economy has lost 13 million jobs. That's the bad news. The good news is many companies are starting to hire again. But whether you're unemployed and looking to get back into the labor market or want to leave your current job for a new one, the pandemic has changed the rules for landing your next job.
You know, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of confusion, but it really cuts both ways. You know, everybody's in the same boat with these challenges, dealing with technology lapses, you know, trying to be yourself and come across, you know, with your personality over Zoom.
Our reporter Catherine Dill will break down the most important things job seekers need to keep in mind. That's after the break.
Better, faster, greener. Optimize your cloud, 5G, and AI infrastructure with Supermicro's resource-saving server and storage systems based on second-generation Intel Xeon scalable processors. Better design, faster performance, greener efficiency. Supermicro has the broadest portfolios of application-optimized server and storage solutions. Learn more at supermicro.com.
Just sending in a resume to apply for a job is so 2019, or even January 2020. The pandemic has upended the process of finding a new job, and our reporter Catherine Dill is here with the details. All right, so Catherine, the jobs picture was pretty dark last spring when cities shut down, but have things brightened?
They have in some places, yes. You know, certainly the economy has 13 million fewer jobs than it did earlier this year, but there we do still see people finding new jobs, changing jobs, making career pivots. There are bright spots, yes.
So people have been applying for jobs for decades, but now the rules are different. You can pretty much bet that the entire process is going to be virtual.
Yes, job seekers right now should be prepared for an entirely virtual hiring and onboarding process, certainly if they do get hired. And, you know, there are some things to consider for that. You want to be bringing a much higher level of energy, for example, to a video interview than you would if you were in person. It sort of helps bridge that technology gap a little bit. But then also, you know, we had someone who landed a job in May recommended that it's a great idea to come up with anecdotes that illustrate the things on your resume. So you're not just, you know, rattling off bullet points, looking into your laptop screen, you know, you come up with a story that really illustrates your experience and the kinds of things that you bring to a new role.
Now, companies are still letting go of staff, but are there resources available that indicate who is hiring?
Yes, certainly. You know, we look at sites like Glassdoor that sort of track where the hiring is going on. We see things in particular industries, but particularly, it's a good idea to look at companies that are thriving. So, for example, there's a lot of variation within industries. The tech industry is faring a little bit better than some others. But that also depends on what type of company you are. You know, if you're a startup focused on business travel, you're having a pretty hard time right now. But if you're focused on e-commerce, delivery, you are most likely still hiring and looking to really meet capacity.
So, with millions of us working from home, how important is it to be seen by friends and industry colleagues?
Incredibly important. It's perhaps the most important dimension of all of this. Certainly, you know, we always tell job seekers networking is extremely important. People hire people. Most jobs are found by referral, but that's of paramount importance right now. You know, you want to be on LinkedIn. You want to be reconsidering your whole network, not just in terms of professional contacts, but people you've met through volunteering, people you know through school. You know, that's really where we see people finding jobs.
You know, Catherine, at the Wall Street Journal Job Summit this week, Leah Belsky of the online education company Coursera had some good advice for job seekers. She said it's important to take a step back and figure out what you're looking for. Here's Leah.
And so what you want to do is try and figure out what are the areas that you're passionate about? How do they align with the jobs that are growing in popularity? And then how do you actually get the skills to get those future jobs?
And so, Catherine, having a clear idea of your goals is really important.
It's essential. You know, when you're out of work or preparing to be out of work or wanting to make a change, it's hard to say, you know, I should sit down right now and take the time to reflect. No, you want the next job. You need the next job. But that reflection will help you figure out what you should do next, which will lead you to ask better questions, pursue roles that you're more likely to land. It will make your search more bearable and ultimately more successful.
And even though people are working from home, isn't it a good idea to make sure you know where the office is located for a job you're pursuing?
Yeah, this is a great example. You know, one of the things, the advice when you're interviewing over a video conference is that you want to be sure to come across, you know, as a human. You want to, don't get right down to business. You want to kick off with some pleasantries, some questions. So for example, you know, when I was reporting this story, one of the women I was interviewing was dealing with the fires in California. And so if you're sitting somewhere and your interviewer is, you know, in an area where they're concerned about an impending hurricane, you know, that's the type of thing you might want to kick off with a question or two about, you know, what's going on in their life, what are they experiencing. Applicants also want to be aware of the reopening plans in the area where they're interviewing for a job. So, you know, we're thinking of offices as closed and people working from home, but there are places where people are going back into the office and are going back to work. And so that's something you want to be cognizant of. And also, if you're interviewing with a company that does have people remote and working from home right now, you really, as the job seeker, want to be clear about what the expectations are when companies do go back into the office. Will you be expected to be there every day? Is this the kind of job where you can live 2 hours away and come in once a month, once a week? Or is the expectation that you're going to be local and prepared to come into the office every day?
Now, there's no doubt this whole process is pretty stressful for job seekers, but it can also be pretty challenging for hiring managers, too.
Certainly, one thing that everybody would do well to remember is that everybody's sort of in this boat together. You know, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of confusion, but the things that make this difficult, the technology lapses, the trying to be yourself across a Zoom interview, you know, that cuts both ways. Employers feel this way too, certainly. And so, you know, I think there's a certain amount of understanding from their side as well.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Dill. Catherine, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And to hear more from business leaders across industries on how not only to survive, but thrive in the new economy, check out a series of short videos from this month's Wall Street Journal Jobs Summit. Go to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.